Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. It is the strawberry letter.
Okay. Subject, maybe I should hang out with my ex, too. Dear Stephen Shirley, I married my wife and I have a 5-year-old daughter. I'm married and my wife and I have a 5-year-old daughter. My wife's relationship with her ex-boyfriend is not normal, and I seem to be the only one that has a problem with it. Over the weekend, my wife took our child to a birthday party at her ex-boyfriend's home. Her ex-boyfriend and his wife invited my wife and my daughter, and they went. This bothered me because I have spoken with my wife a few times about her close relationship with her ex. She doesn't see it as a problem because the guy is married and has his own family. It doesn't help that the ex is the cousin of her best friend, so they are always hanging out together. I'm not insecure and I don't believe she's attracted to him, but I never trust the man in this situation. I don't know why she has to talk to him at all. I could see if they shared a child together or they had business ties, but they don't. I find it to be very disrespectful. And ladies, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, you would lose your mind.
Ooh.
We've been married for 5 years, and this is the only problem we've had so far. Whenever I bring it up, it creates a lot of tension, and she tells me that I'm overreacting, and I need to learn to deal with it. She would not be able to deal with it if I went to happy hour with my ex a few times a month, so how should I handle this? I want to speak with the man, but I really don't want to look insecure or soft. Am I putting too much weight on this? I say absolutely not, because how you feel about a situation is how you feel about a situation, and they're valid, and this is a problem, because you're right. If the shoe was on the other foot, meaning, ladies, if he kept a close relationship with his ex, this would be a disaster. It would. You're absolutely right about that. I think your wife should consider your feelings. In this situation, I think, you know, when you're this close, it can bring problems. You could, you know, you never know what can happen when you're this close in a relationship. And if it bothers you, why isn't your marriage more important than her relationship with this ex? I don't get it. I think you're right. You know, if you start, and you know how men are, you said it, you don't trust the man in this relationship, so you do trust your wife. So, you know, I don't suggest necessarily that you go out with your ex, because that can create a whole another set of problems in your marriage. I just think you should just try and deal with your wife, really let her know what it looks like, how you feel, what's going to happen, what could happen, and then deal with it that way, and maybe she'll come around. Steve?
No, this is easy for me right here, partner. First of all, let's just get this out the way. Your wife's relationship with her ex-boyfriend is not normal. You said that. And you seem to be the only problem with it. Now, over the weekend, your wife took your child to a birthday party at her ex-boyfriend's home. Now, her ex-boyfriend and his current wife invited my wife and my daughter, and they went. They ain't invite you. They ain't invite you. They invited her and the baby. And then she went. This bothered me because I've spoken with my wife a few times about her closeness with her ex. She don't see it as a problem because this guy married and got his own family. What is she still dealing with him for? This your ex-boyfriend. Y'all ain't got no child together. It ain't like it was they child. This your child. Why is she all up in this dude's face on any damn level? And they always hanging out together. What?
Man. All right, Steve, hold that. Hold that. All that you have right there, hold all of that. We're going to get into part two. Yeah, all that vigor.
I don't understand this letter. I really, really don't.
From the husband.
Because, yeah, this don't even have to be a problem. This man has a wife and a baby with this 5-year-old daughter with this woman. Her relationship with her ex-boyfriend is a problem. They're married. Mm-hmm. Now, her and her ex-boyfriend still have relationship, and over the weekend, his wife took their child to a birthday party at the ex-boyfriend's house. Her ex-boyfriend is now married, and they invited my wife and my daughter, and they went. They didn't invite you, partner. See, I'm worrying about this part right here. Why I ain't get the invitation? You mean everybody married? Mm-hmm. Well, this bothered me because he's spoken to his wife a few times about a closeness to her ex. She don't see it as a problem because the guy's married and got his own family. Well, what you over there for, though? Why you still got to have a relationship with him? I know y'all slept together. It don't ever leave a dude's mind. She doesn't see it as a problem because he married. So they always hanging out together too. Now, I'm not insecure, and I don't believe she's attracted to him. Man, stop. Man, stop. You are insecure. That's what this whole damn letter is about. You are insecure. Mm. Ain't nothing wrong with that, partner. But you can put a stop to this here, though. And I don't believe she's attracted to him. She was.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
She was. And he was attracted to her. Now, if he was attracted to her, I could tell you right now, he still is. Because he a man, and you refer to that in the letter. You say, and I don't believe she's attracted to him, but I never trust a man in this situation. Because you know good and hell well, once we was attracted to you, where that go? What you do with that because you got married? Man told me when you get married, the only difference of the next day after you get married is the appearance of your left hand, third thing. Everything you liked before you got married, you're going to like the same damn thing the day after you married. So now he liked her once, he like her now. You can't tell me she don't walk in there and this dude ain't sitting there, man, I slept with both of these. Dog, you can't tell me that. That's a crazy situation. Mm. So. And she said, I don't know why she talked to him at all. Cause you let her. I could see if they shared a child together or they had business ties, but they don't. I find it very disrespectful. And here's the kicker. And ladies, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, that you would lose your rabbit mind. You already know that. Mm-hmm. Married for 5 years, and this is the only problem we've had. Now, whenever I bring it up, it creates a lot of tension, and she tells me I'm overreacting, and I need to learn how to deal with it. I ain't finna learn how to deal with a damn thing.
What?
I promise you, sister, I'm not finna learn how to deal with a damn thing. Now, who you talking to? I'm overreacting and it's creating tension in our marriage because you keep bringing your ex into our home. Oh, man, partner, let me explain something to you. If you went to your happy hour with your ex-wife a few times a month, she'd have a heart attack.
Yes, be a disaster.
So how should I handle this? I want to speak to the man. First of all, don't say nothing to that man.
Please.
Your man didn't take the vows. Your wife did. To leave all others and cleave only unto you. But she want to hang on. Look, you know what I tell my wife, dog? She was playing something like this with me. Take your ass down there one more time. Mm-hmm. And when you come home, see if he'll make all these payments up in here.
Ooh.
You know, since y'all down there,
well,
and happy
be right
hour
there
together,
at the house. You know, with
you know what? Let's see if he gonna pay for all these damn vacations. Call them clothes down there and them receipts and stuff. See if he willing to chip in on this right here. Take all these bills down there. See which one of these he gonna pay. Cause he gonna have to pay all of them. Cause I'm through. You're not going to disrespect me with your ex and expect me to sit here and take it because you want me to be all right with it. Well, the hell I ain't sitting up in here talking to me like I'm crazy. I got to learn how to deal with it. I'm not dealing with a damn thing. I'm not dealing with your ex in my life. I'm not dealing with my wife sitting up at happy hour with no other man. You want to go to happy hour with him? Carry your ass down there. But you will not do it as my wife.
Ooh.
No more than I can go do it as your husband. Man, I can't go in here and tell this crazy woman I'm married to, I'm finna go to happy hour a few times a month with some ex I got. What? Mm-mm. What? You got to be kidding me. And for all y'all out there, a woman ought to be able to have friends. You can have all the friends you want. You just can't have all them friends and a husband. See, you're gonna get all the damn buddies you want. Matter of fact, you ain't got to miss no more happy hour. You ain't got to miss nab one. Matter of fact, you can up it.
Jealous much?
Few times a month. You can carry your ass down there daily, happy hour every day. Happy the whole damn hour. I don't know what you're going to do about them other 23, so enjoy yourself at that damn happy hour. I wish you would be sitting up here talking to Steve Harvey that you finna do this. See, I'm not dealing with a damn thing, and that stops today. Now call this punk ass one more time. Call his punk ass one more time. And you're sitting up here talking about you, my, well, you finna be ex. I'll leave you in a heartbeat. I got two ex-wives. You think I won't?
really, Steve.
Well, hell, let's get real with it.
That's being real.
No, he's always. All right, listen, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM, or you can check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.